92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows increasing deportations and anti-immigrant sentiments harm our social safety net programs like Social Security. As America's baby boomers continue to retire, the number of American-born workers is expected to dramatically drop over the next decade. There are an estimated 70,000 people who are undocumented in Wisconsin, according to data from the Migration Policy Institute. They estimate about 47,000 of them are employed. The Economic Policy Institute put out an analysis that shows it will be impossible to maintain normal GDP growth without immigrant workers. Report author Josh Bivens.
It does make things like Social Security and Medicare a little harder to sustain. If we have a steady flow of younger immigrant workers coming in, that just makes it much easier to sustain those really important social insurance programs.
Workers pay into Medicare and Social Security, and that includes workers without legal immigration status. According to Social Security trustees, the program will not be able to pay full benefits after 2036. The Trump administration says it hopes to deport 1 million immigrants each year to secure borders and jobs for American-born workers. More than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the U.S. labor force in the first half of 2025, according to the Pew Research Center. The National Bureau of Economic Research shows increases in immigration actually lead to more jobs overall and higher wages for U.S.-born workers.
The really immigrant-heavy part of residential construction is maybe the framing and digging out the foundation. Well, if that doesn't get done, the part of construction that is more intensive in the use of U.S. foreign workers, like maybe the electrician and the plumber, they can't do their work.
Immigrants make up nearly 20% of the overall American workforce. Nearly half of all farming, fishing, and home health care work is done by immigrants. A couple months ago, we told you that one of Middleton's oldest restaurants would have to relocate or close, but now it gets to stay. Imperial Garden has been on University Avenue for 44 years. They often have long waits and families who have been coming for multiple generations. A real estate company called Sanford Enterprises submitted a rezoning request that would have allowed for a 10-story apartment building called the Imperial on that site. Owner Tom Sanford told the State Journal at the time, because of the high heat and smoke used in Chinese cooking, the restaurant would not be able to have a spot in the potential new building. That would mean they would have to find another location or close up shop. Now, in order to make his building happen, the Middleton Plan Commission would have had to amend the city's comprehensive plan, and now they've decided not to. That means Imperial Garden will stay where it's been for more than four decades. And thanks to all that snow over the weekend, some local favorites for skiing and snowboarding are now open for the season. Tyrol Basin and Mount Horeb had its first skiers on the hill Saturday. So did Alpine Valley and Elkhorn. Cascade Mountain and Portage welcomed winter lovers on Sunday. Devil's Head in Sauk County isn't open just yet, but staff say they're getting close. And finally, a new park is open in Fitchburg. For years, community leaders have been pushing for a park along Fish Hatchery Road, and now it's done. It's on Traceway Drive, just off Fish Hatch. It's got just about everything: a playground, courts for basketball and pickleball, a community center, and even a bike track. Fitchburg is one of the fastest growing cities in the state, and city leaders say their infrastructure needs to keep up. The State Journal reports it cost $4.3 million, and all that money came from fees paid by housing developers. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with sports on Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon, and it's going to be cold today, falling from the 20s this morning into the mid-teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 5 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of only 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.